Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I was having this conversation with a guy the other day, and he said, Kevin, why doesn't the White House press corps erupt when Jean-Pierre says something stupid? It seems like Peter Ducey is the only person asking tough questions, and then there's no follow-up. Literally, was having this conversation the day before the incident with Joe Biden, forgetting that Representative Jackie Walorski was dead, and Jean-Pierre, his spokesperson, worst spokesperson really in a long time, probably since Scaramucci, remember him? But anyway, finally, we got a chance to see people going, this is insane. But before we get to that, I want to play this clip of Joe Biden referencing this dead congresswoman. This woman was killed in a car wreck in August.
Representative Jackie, where's Jackie? I think she was going to be here to help make this a reality.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. That's Joe Biden. Same as Jackie. Hey, okay. Understand the backdrop. He's at a White House conference on hunger, nutrition, and health. And he says, I want to thank all of you here, including bipartisan elected officials like. And he references a woman who only a couple months ago, a few months ago, was killed in a car wreck and two of her staffers. In other words, you don't forget this. You can forget a lot of things. You can, things happen. I'm sure it's a very busy job, even the way Joe Biden does it, working 2 hours a day and being pumped up on whatever drug they're giving him to make him function for a couple of hours a day. I get it. Memory lapses, slip of the tongues. I do it on this radio show all the time. Most times I catch it. Sometimes I don't. My mind moves faster. But I don't think there's anybody thinking Kevin's senile. I would not forget the death of somebody that happened months ago if I'm going to talk about that topic. And this is one of the people who should have been. You say something like, I'd like to thank the bipartisan committee, Senator Braun, Senator Booker, and the late Jackie Walorski, who tragically, as you all know, died in an accident. But so if you want to reference it, fine. He didn't even remember that this woman was dead. Now, look, we've been talking about this guy's cognitive function. We know Joe Biden's a brain-dead moron. The left knows that Joe Biden is a brain-dead moron. And what bothers me is that during the time when Trump was running for office, and of course they were already planning the coup, they were talking about his cognitive ability. Trump takes the test, passes it with flying colors, and says, I dare Biden to take it. Biden won't take it. The press doesn't say a word. They said, Trump, he's an idiot. He might have his finger on the nuclear button. And what do we have in the White House right now? An idiot who has his finger on the nuclear button. And if you're saying, no, he doesn't, Kevin, Russia is threatening nuclear action. What's Biden's response? What's Biden's response if Russia decides to drop a dirty nuke in Ukraine? What if China decides to drop a dirty nuke in Taiwan? Who knows? What is Biden's response? A guy who sees ghosts. A guy who tells a crippled man, stand up. How many slips of the tongue that are really not slips of the tongue, but slips of a defunct brain that no longer functions? How many of those do we need? And oh, by the way, even when Biden's brain did function, he was still a functional idiot. This is amazing to me. And what amazes me most, and I was having this conversation with a guy when I was at baseball practice with my kid, everybody always asks me about DeSantis. And I know you guys know my stance. I like Ron DeSantis. But I don't like Ron DeSantis better than Trump. And I talked the other day when Trump got asked about DeSantis' tactic of sending illegals to Martha's Vineyard and other places. And Trump said, great. Great response to a bad situation. But he didn't say that. He's alluding to it in his comment. He said there wouldn't have been a problem if they'd left my policy in place. Stay in Mexico order. Build the wall, etc. I had immigration down to a trickle, illegal immigration down to a trickle, manageable. And we were still fixing it. In other words, Ron DeSantis' thing doesn't exist if you implement the right policy. And still, what cracks me up is idiots out there want to throw away a guy who said, I had the solution in place. Okay, great. Ron DeSantis put a Band-Aid on a bullet hole. He's doing something that draws attention to a problem recreated by the Democrats. But remember this. I solved it. We were on the way to solving this problem. Think about what Donald Trump did. He got immigration down from 50-something thousand per week to 2,000. Think of the number of voters that the Democrats were bringing in, the number of people to get fake IDs so they could continue the big cheat. Because that's all they do. They want these people come in, get registered. They don't care that these people vote. Do you think Juan Rodriguez is actually voting? The Democrats are voting for him. That's what the paper ballots and the mail-in ballots are for. They just need the numbers. It's the game. It's like a cook in the books. If you're going to do something illegal in a business, you say, they come to you and say, how much money do you need to launder? 5 million. Okay, let's make your dry cleaner look like it generates $5 million. You already have the number. They don't care. Customers know customers. That's the number. Figure out how to get me $5 million worth of business through this. That's what they did in the 2020 election. And they act as if it's,
oh, how dare you talk about that? That's illegal. We would never do it.
And if you do it, you're an election denier. Well, I'm an election denier because I know what they did. They cooked the books. And I even know how they cooked the books. How do I know? Because I'm making a movie about it. It's called Beyond the Mules. Go there. Go look at the website. There's a book related to it. Written by Greg Strindstrom and Leah Hoops. I think it was, what's it called, the election, I forget, but it's something to do with the election sham or whatever. But they give you all this documented evidence, and that's the premise of our movie. Short break, folks. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention Walmart shoppers. Now you can order one of the most advanced hearing aids on the market for hundreds, not thousands of dollars. Hearing Assist's most advanced product lineup includes models that use an exclusive app for enhanced control over what you want to hear. It's perfect if you have a smartphone or iPhone to hear everything better. And we have two great ways for you to get one. You can call the number at the end of this ad and order directly. Or you can call this same number and we will text you a complete list of Walmart Vision Center locations. We make it easy for you to hear better. Remember, call this number today to order and have a text message instantly sent to your phone to find the Walmart Vision Center near you. Here's that special number.
800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. That's 800-403-7162.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here to help make this a reality.
Where's Jackie? You mean the dead congresswoman who helped pass this legislation that you're talking about? You've been debriefed by a staff. Just understand, folks, that's Joe Biden. He's at a press conference to talk about a piece of legislation around food and nutrition and hunger and health. One of the people involved with it is dead. He's been briefed, debriefed in the 2 hours that this clown works every day. He's been briefed, debriefed, and briefed, and debriefed again 50,000 times. He's got, as the saying goes, and Melissa says to me all the time, you had one job, you know, empty the trash, usually when I'm watching golf and she gets back or something. But the point is, briefed and debriefed, blah, blah, blah. And at the end of the day, you know what where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here. Well, no, she's not going to be there, you clown. She's dead. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Jackie's dead and Joe Biden's brain dead. And you know who else is dead? The Democratic Party. We'll get into some of the polling and things like this. look, folks, don't do anything spectacular. When they hit you with all this stuff of, oh, the Republicans are losing ground and the Democrats are gaining ground and blah, 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 just go to the grocery store and wear your MAGA hat and wear your FJB and your Let's Go Brandon shirt and watch the thumbs up that you're going to get. Go to the gas pump. Watch what you're going to get. I'm just telling you, people are paying attention. And this little faux pas, the latest of Joe Biden, highlights what we said in 2020 when they shoehorned this clown in the big cheat. That you, of every Democrat you could have picked, you picked a brain-dead, rich, white, corrupt guy who lets his son run the family's enterprise, and then you want to cover up everything? January 6th? All the Biden family's association with Ukraine, Russia, and China? You're going to cover all this up? Okay, great. Let me ask you this. How are you going to cover up this economy? How are you going to cover up those gas prices? And more importantly now, how are you going to cover up this? As I said, and I've said it many times, if you think you're a lefty and you think Joe Biden's going to get any better, you don't understand the evolution of the human body. It ain't getting any better. Old boy's aging in dog years. Mentally, he's aging in double dog years. And this is a perfect example. But what did they do? They did exactly what these lefties do. They wanted to cover it up. Here's his press secretary being pressed on this very issue. And here's the comment.
Look, he was at an event, you all saw, you all watched, which is why you're asking the question, right, where he was calling out, again, congressional leaders, a bipartisan leadership that we have seen on this particular issue. And again, he's going to see her family in just 2 days. And she was on top of mind. I mean, that is not an unusual scenario there.
I have John Lennon top of mind just about every day, but I'm not looking around for him anymore.
When you sign a bill for John Lennon as president, then we can have this conversation. Okay, go ahead. Colleagues, and let your colleague answer the question. Go ahead. You're yelling and over your colleague. So that is incredibly rude. So can you go ahead?
There are reports that Treasury Secretary Yellen is looking to leave the administration at the end of the year.
Top of mind is not an answer. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. As I mentioned, one of my friends, and we were having a discussion, he says, why don't these press gaggles, why don't they follow up and say, and hold her to task when she gives a stupid answer? And that's exactly what they did. So the first guy, he's from Newsmax, the guy that made the John Lennon comment. Newsmax chimes in. Normally this is Peter Doocy, right? He's been the lone guy. Remember the old, I don't know if you guys have seen this thing where somebody gets up and he's dancing and he's all, ooh, in a park, and everybody's looking at him like he's crazy. But then the second person gets up and dances. And suddenly he's no longer crazy. He's there with a friend, he's having fun. And you know what happens after that? Everybody starts dancing. Now you may say, Kevin, come on, you're stuck in one of these metaphorical things and blah blah blah. Yeah, perhaps. But I do know that's a fact. That's a scientific fact. One person gets up and dances, he's a kook. He or she is a kook. The next person gets up and dances, and suddenly everybody feels like they've got permission, and the whole room, the whole park in this case, starts to dance. They've proven it time and time again. And what you just watched is Peter Doocy. He's up there and he's dancing. Woo! Hey, Corrine or whatever her name is. And he's asking these tough questions. And he's been looking like a kook. Not to us, but to the rest of the world. And you know what happened? Somebody got up and danced with him. that Newsmax guy going, wait a minute, you know, I have top of mind John Lennon, but I'm not running around looking, seeing ghosts and asking. And then what happened? The next reporter. I don't even know who that person was with, but I'll tell you this, there aren't that many conservative reporters, right? There's not that many conservative news outlets. So who was it? It wasn't the Daily Caller. It wasn't the Kevin Jackson Network. It was somebody in leftist media saying, you know what? We want answers. Are we dancing now? Is everybody dancing in the park? I'm not trying to say that. But I'm telling you, somebody just got up to dance with Peter Doocy. And metaphorically, it triggered things for me because that woman is kept on it. She was rude, as Karine Jean-Pierre implied. She was rudely trying to do her job, and she's no longer accepting the status quo as an answer. Are we returning to journalism? Okay, let's reflect. Chris Light comes in at CNN. He says, Don Lemon, you're off the network. You're going to a morning show, and you better absolutely toe the line and just report the news. Don Lemon won't last. Trust me, folks. He's already fired a couple of other people who were very highly partisan. Oh, for the record, I was out with some friends at an event. And they had been with Don Lemon the day before that. They were old college buddies. And he said to me, Kev, Don considers himself apolitical. True story. Don Lemon doesn't consider himself left or right. He considers himself apolitical. I want you to understand the level of delusion these people suffer from. Well, I think the media may start calling him to task now. Let's see.
Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. President Biden declared an emergency in South Carolina hours ahead of Hurricane Ian's expected landfall near Charleston. The White House will dispatch federal assistance to supplement local response efforts, and the National Hurricane Center warned of life-threatening flooding, storm surge, and strong winds in the Carolinas. Judge Eileen M. Cannon told Donald Trump's lawyers Thursday that they did not need to comply with an order from Special Master Raymond J. Deary and state in a court filing whether they believe FBI agents lied about documents seized from the former president's Florida residence. And Ms. Ketanji Brown Jackson made her way into the Supreme Court before a brief courtroom ceremony 3 days ahead of the start of the High Court's new term. President Joe Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, and their spouses will also attend the invitation-only ceremony. Jackson becomes the first black woman to sit on the High Court. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So, do you think it's enough for Democrats to run on in the midterms, or do you okay.
No, I don't. Look, what we don't talk about in Congress and we don't talk about in the media is what's going on with working families in this country. And the truth is that the middle class of this country is falling further and further behind. Wages are not keeping up with inflation.
That was Bernie Sanders appearing on Seth Meyers' hardly watched show. I don't know how the guy keeps a job. And he had to deliver some bad news to the lefties. 51.3% of the people disapprove of Joe Biden in one form, as across the board. 45.6% approve, and 3.1% offered no opinion. So even if Joe Biden were to get the 3.1%, he's still underwater. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. By the way, we did some polling on the show, and 98.7% of the people who listen to this show strongly approve. 98.7%. Official polling here. Trafalgar poll. 1.3% just approve of the show, and we classify them as the racist, of course. Anyway, glad you're here, whichever category of that you fall into. I still love you. We will treat you like a child of God. Oh my goodness. Hey, I'm so happy to be on the other side of this flu bug that I had. It was only the flu. I know. The flu had gone away. In 2020, there were no colds, deaths from colds or deaths from flus. In fact, there were very few automobile deaths and deaths from drive-by or two bullets to the back of the head. Very few suicides, because we had this very dramatic virus that hit called the Chinese Wu flu, and it wiped out every other form of death. First time in human history that something like this has occurred. Nobody died of cancer. Nobody died of anything. Emphysema, COPD. Lawyers went bankrupt. There was nobody to sue. Of course, I'm just joking with you. All right, so here are the numbers. Okay, so let's delve into the numbers. 55.2% of the people disapprove of Joe Biden's handling the job of president. 39.7% approve. Those are the numbers. I'm just going to rip through these pretty quickly just so you get a general idea, because they did a summary. Republicans disapprove. They say, who do you plan to bet in terms of Congress? 51.3% Republican candidate. This is who do you prefer? 45.6% Democrat candidate. And 3.1% undecided. That's what the original thing was. I think I screwed that up originally. But even if you add the undecideds, people prefer the Republican candidate for Congress. Now, Biden's approval, I just said, 55.2% disapprove, 39.7% approve. Those are the numbers. Biden's Democrat, how do you think he's handling job as a president? These are Democrat numbers. 24.7% disapprove. In other words, a quarter of Democrats disapprove of Joe Biden. You want to know how many of them strongly disapprove? 20.9%. One out of five. Strongly disapprove of Joe Biden. Biden approval with the GOP. This is a strange number to me. 11.3% of Republicans approve of Joe Biden. Now, I'm not surprised about it in the sense of, you know, we know that the Republican Party is a bit fractured. I don't know how you could be a Republican and look at Joe Biden. Maybe you think you're being open-minded in how he handles things, but even if you are that type of a person, I consider myself that type of a person. I'm open-minded about if Joe Biden were doing a good job, I would tell you. I told people this with Obama. When Obama, the one or two times that he did something right, I actually acknowledged it on air. There's not so much dogma on my side that I'm like, oh, I'm not going to recognize that. But 11.3% of people approve. Get this. 6.1% approve, 5.2% of Republicans strongly approve of Biden. That tells me that's the number of people that really are not Republicans. But even with that bad news, 11.3% of Republicans who approve, 87.2% who disapprove, which, by the way, almost 80% of that number strongly disapprove of Joe Biden. So I want to recap and go back to the Democrats. 20.9, almost 21% of Democrats strongly disapprove of Joe Biden. Almost 25% of Democrats, a quarter of them, disapprove of Joe Biden. The number of people who approve are just in that wishy-washy area, which is the biggest, is 35.8%. These are horrible numbers. Strongly approve of Joe Biden's performance as a Democrat. You want to know what the number is? 34%. Only one-third of the Democrats strongly approve. Now, I'm not going to go look up Donald Trump's numbers at the same time and give you that. But I'll tell you this. I will be willing to bet you, same time Donald Trump, his strongly approve was way above his approval. His disapprove was low, and higher than his strongly disapprove. In other words, when you're tweaking these things as a graphic equalizer, you got to be looking at where's the passion. The passion in the Democratic Party is in the people who approve, which is 35.8% approve of Joe Biden. But on the flip side, the passion of the disapprovals is the strongly disapprove of Joe Biden. That's what those numbers tell you. Now let's go back to the Republicans. Almost 80% of Republicans strongly, we are passionately in disapproval of Joe Biden. As far as approval goes, 6.1%, I mean, it's almost split. 6.1% of the people, Republicans, approve of Joe Biden. 5.2% strongly approve. So approval has the passion when it comes to the other side on the Republicans. Those are not good numbers for the Democrats, no matter how you slice it. And this is why they're struggling. Here's the final one. No party affiliation whatsoever. The biggest passion the one that's got the most, 38.5% of people with no party affiliation strongly disapprove of Joe Biden. Only 29.7% approve of Joe Biden. And on the positive side for Biden, that is where the passion is, because 12.7% of the non-committals strongly approve of Joe Biden. But here's the number that should give dismay to the Democrats. 48.7% of the non-vote, you know, the people who say, you know, I have no party affiliation, disapprove of Joe Biden. 42.4% approve of Joe Biden. That's it. Joe Biden, the only place he gets his plurality is with the Democrats. They do not strongly approve of him. 25% of Democrats don't like him. And of those 25%, 21% strongly don't like him. On the Republican side, the bar is so far, it's almost 80% of the Republican Party cannot stand Joe Biden. In every indicator, Joe Biden is upside down. Now, as you evaluate those numbers, and I know that's bad radio, I get it, but I think you got the numbers. As you're evaluating that, and you're watching these commercials, Joe Blow, he likes the Proud Boys, he's a white supremacist, as the Democrats are beating up your opponents, beating them, you know, the people that you want to see get elected, remember this. That's the polling. Remember why the polling is that way. Because these people are confronted every day with, they're not confronted with abortion. They're not confronted with racism and all these, you know, dog whistles that the Democrats blow every other day. They're confronted with high prices for groceries. They're confronted with high prices for gasoline. They're confronted with heating and cooling their homes. And it's not going away. They're confronted with rolling blackouts. Don't feel bad. Don't worry. These are the numbers. And here's the even more beautiful thing. These numbers never reflect, in my opinion, the real situation. It's worse than this for the Democrats. They hope they get these kind of numbers.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You can count on us to eliminate the filibuster. If you come out and step with us, we will be able to stand with you in D.C. I gave away the lieutenant governor in Pennsylvania, the only lieutenant governor in the history to do that. And let's get some stuff done for America. Who would ever think that I would be the normal one in the race here? You know?
That, folks, was a mashup of the Pennsylvania lieutenant governor and Democratic Senate nominee John Fetterman, who had a stroke back in May. And now he's back on the stump and they did a mashup of the things that he's saying, and as you can see, it doesn't make sense. It seems like Democrats like it when people suffer some sort of brain damage and then want to run for office. It's almost like it's a rite of passage. If you have a brain abnormality, then you pass the test to become a Democrat. Because nothing they do makes sense. There's no sanity in the party. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I'm not being critical. I'm being truthful. Most people, if you had a stroke, I'm not even going to say that. If I had a stroke during a campaign, I think it would be God saying to me, Kay, you need to chill, baby. Go do something with the family. You don't have a long time. It's a symbol to you that you're pushing too hard. Maybe you need to step back and go do something else. But no, Democrats don't do that. It's too important. It's for the greater good. It's for you. And they give you all these platitudes about why. Why? Because, oh, global climate change, and I got to save the women from their right to, you know, kill the babies and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it's all bigger than they. It's a calling. It's from God. A God they don't acknowledge, by the way, but it's a calling. God spoke to me, the God of Lucifer, and told me, I need to do this. And they backtrack, they two-step, smoke and mirrors, they do it all. And he doesn't want to tell you he's too sick to run for office. He's too sick, he's too feeble, and he shouldn't run. It's like when Hillary Clinton had to be lifted into that Scooby van by her Secret Service people. Funniest video ever. And then something fell off because she had some prosthetic keeping her big old legs up because she couldn't walk by herself because she's big bottomed, as Dr. Lecter would say. Was she a big girl? It was all those two Secret Service dudes could do to keep Hillary Clinton from doing a Louie right into that van. I'm not kidding. Go watch that video. It's still funny. So Fetterman has a stroke. And I didn't even follow the guy. I followed it because of Dr. Oz, right? Who, for all intents and purposes, he's a moderate. I don't think he's going to be a strong candidate for us. And here's the other thing about politics, sadly. You don't know because they'll soften their stance. I'm not going to get into the dirty bowels of it right now, but I can tell you this. There are races right now in Arizona, and they're making this comment. We need to play to the independents. I get it. If you're a Democrat, you think you've shored up your base. You're not going to give me any Republicans. If you're a Republican, you're not going to give me any Democrats. I think you are, personally, but they want to play to the independents. Now, the reason you would do that in Arizona, independents outnumber Democrats. I know, crazy, right? So, this guy, I'm going back to John Fetterman, who campaigns in a hoodie, tries to come off as the everyday dude. He has a stroke. He doesn't do any press for months. He comes back and says, I'm going to explain, you know, all my details because the public has a right to know. Are we going to put in a senator who's going to have a who's going to stroke out the minute the going gets tough? The job isn't going to get any easier. He doesn't want to answer that. Same way we played earlier. Nobody wants to tell you how Biden's doing when he's seeing ghosts. When he's hey, where's what's her name? Congressman Walowski. She's dead, sir. Oh, I thought she was going to be here. He's an idiot. And so now the Democrats want to put in a guy who is obviously ill. I mean, look, and you can recover from strokes. He looks like he's a relatively young guy. He's in his 50s, but that even makes him more suspect. What kind of lifestyle is he living to have stroke, to be stroking out in his 50s? So anyway, Dr. Oz gained some points. He's closing the gap, is what they're saying. Now, again, I don't speak for Pennsylvanians. I don't speak, you know. Politics is local. Whatever they think they need, fine. But here's what I can tell you where politics is global. Your gas prices. Your fuel prices coming up for this harsh winter you're going to have. Look at what's going on with Florida right now with the hurricane season and what's going on there. You're going to have seasons in Pennsylvania where your price of your fuel, not just gasoline, your fuel to heat your homes in the winter is going up. Price of food going up. Look at the struggles that these people are having and tell me, why would you want a Democrat anywhere near you? I just went through some polling data. Nobody wants the Democrats. They're upside down everywhere. The only demographic group that Joe Biden is carrying are supposedly college-educated women, which tells you all you need to know about a college education. But let me go back to Fetterman and tell you what else he's done. He removed a Black Lives Matter section from his website. You want to know why? It's costing him votes. It's costing him votes. Scrubbing the website. Now, oh, no, I don't want to let you know that I stood for these knucklehead black leftists who wanted to tell you the lie that police are going after them. No, they don't want to tell you the truth of the criminality in the black neighborhood. And this guy doesn't want to admit to it because he isn't going to get their votes. But get this. He's got controversy. And this is why Oz is closing on him. 2013... he responded to what he believed was gunfire by pulling a firearm on a black guy and detaining him until police arrived. So, Mr. Black Lives Matter detained a black dude. I don't know what the outcome of the thing was, but that's what he did after being so down with the black folks. And now he's scrubbing his website. How's that going to go over with the black folks of Pennsylvania? Let me tell you how it's going to go over. Poorly. Let me tell you why he thinks he can do it. Because he still thinks he can cheat. See, the epicenter for my movie, Beyond the Mules, is being done out of Pennsylvania. In a book written by Greg Stenstrom and Leah Hoops. And that book documents unequivocally the cheating that occurred in the election cycle. And that's where we got our undercover video, etc. And it documents it. Affidavits, court filings, etc. There's no question it occurred. What Fetterman is hoping is that it doesn't matter that he stroked out. It doesn't matter that he takes Black Lives Matter down. It doesn't matter what comes out of his mouth because, you know, people are... I wasn't even paying attention to this race. Not that it doesn't matter. Look, I have a national show. I get it. And we can talk about everything. And Fetterman could be, I could be talking about Warnock in Georgia, who's running against Herschel Walker, for all intents and purposes. Democrats are evil. They should not be elected. They shouldn't even be allowed to run. And I know, Kevin, that's controversial. It could come back to bite you if you ever run for office. Well, good news, I ain't ever running. And second good news, I'd stand by the comment. If I were running for office right now, I would say to my Democrat opponent, are you serious? Do you really want to do this? Do you really want to expose that you're that stupid that you would support a party that used to lynch black people and you're still doing it to this day? You support a party that lets criminals out on the street so that there can be carnage in our neighborhoods. Every rape, every murder, every act of larceny, you name it, is on you. Every death in the black community is on your hands. And in fact, speaking of death in the black community, you kill more. You're a baby killer. Do you really want me to run? I know you're saying yes, Kevin. I know, because I get it. I do get it. And as I tell people, I'd win. That's the reason why I don't want to run, is I'd win. I don't want to be a politician. Anyway, here's what they said. They were asked this question about removing Black Lives Matter. They said the one section, they were saying this on Fox, you seem to be referencing was removed when we updated and greatly expanded our issues page weeks ago. Voters deserve to know where we stand, and we're proud that we spell out our platform clearly on our website. Yeah, clearly, they've taken Black Lives Matter off, and I clearly know why.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.